get started this evening, he would get you a new book and turn to page 177. 177, we'll do the first, second, and last verse. 177, verses 1, 2, and 4. I'm sure that's what my brother's desire is this evening. And I know he'd appreciate it, pray for him for that. Is there any other board member?
Remember, Brother Grant?
Yeah.
Got all his loved family and neighbors. I know we all in this river, God save it. I will use it. Make a place for his team. Let's pray for the officers in this church.
Yeah, say it.
God touch and save them. You know, it's a scary thing to read by the face there. The fall from this world in the hands of God, his wrath. You know, everyone died for us. Condemnation is because God sent life in the world.
Yeah.
And love darkness over his life.
Amen.
He made a way for everyone.
Yeah.
Let's just pray that the gospel be made known in our little life.
Amen. Remember Brother Charles also, he's got, you know, some more skin cancer that he has to take care of, so just pray that God will help him out also. He said tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
I've seen him in camp meeting every meeting you go to. He knows about Lee Tag. He said he's going to try to be here every night this week. And he said he just wanted to be in service as much as he could where he goes home.
Amen.
So just pray to God to give him peace, comfort, just help him through his days in his life.
Amen. Didn't you have a beard at camp meeting? Did you have a beard at camp?
Yeah, I had a beard.
That's okay. When I saw you, I wondered, I was like, man, I wonder if that's the same guy. I thought it was, but I'm not sure.
But I just quit it. Quit it.
Yeah.
I said, go home.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely remember this in prayer. Thank you. All right, that's all. Everybody that's able, if you'll stand, please, and we'll pray. Just pray in our seats. And Brother Scott Martin, would you lead us, please, as we pray? Thank you.
home family, our church family here, said everyone out being with us, and preaching the last few weeks on Nehemiah, rebuilding the walls, putting up the gates. We talked about how the walls is necessary to keep some things out. I hope when you come in here tonight, you open up that main gate. You've been building that wall, that's great, that's what you really ought to be doing. There is some things that need to be kept out, some things that need to be put out, some things that need to be kept. We come to the house of God tonight to worship. We come to the house of God tonight to hear the word of God preached and the truth proclaimed. So we come in, and I hope, my prayer is that we've got our gates and our quarters open to receive what the Lord has to say. If you want to receive it, God will give it to you. Amen. With us. I appreciate him coming out, his family, some of his church coming and being with us. It's a blessing to be able to have him come out and be with us. I hadn't known him too long. I met him down at a funeral here a while back earlier in the year. I just, you know, didn't really know that our spirits just sort of bear witness to one another. Just things seem to happen, you know, when you both got the same kind of spirit, you know what I mean? And in any case, come to find out, you know, he knows a lot of the same people I know, so on and so forth. Some of his family's preached here at the church for Preacher Billy over there years ago. I didn't know none of that. But in any case, the Lord really had him on my mind to help him to sleep.
Amen.
And you know how we all were stubborn, we're about to argue with God. And I said, well, I don't really know. You know? I don't know how to get a hold of him. I don't even know anybody that does know this guy. I can't even remember what church he pastors or anything else, you know. And about that same time, I went to a meeting up in Mortimer, and lo and behold, who comes pulling in there? There he is, you know. I said, now I need to get your number. And Lord really just kept putting on my mind. I said, well, you know, Lord, I don't even know if he can preach, you know. but, you know.
I can't.
I Googled his name, and there's some sermons online on YouTube from their church, River Valley Baptist Church. I found out what church he pastored, by that way. And I got to listen to him. You know what? God was right about that, too. He can preach. And I said, all right. I said, well, Lord, you've proved it to me. You shouldn't have to do it again and again like you always do, but he's merciful lady. And so I called him up, and he was glad to come. He's deep in the building. We've been praying for it. I know you've been praying about it. We've been looking forward to it. We got some folks that's going to sing for us tonight. Let's see. Up first, we've got our lovely trio, Sarah Rose and Emma. Y'all go ahead and come on. Oh, and they got a new piece of realist, it looks like. I'm about making water grow. You got to watch me. I'll be with it.
You got it on mute. Is the mic itself on mute? Is the red dot on?
Little John said he's precious. was his reply. Victory was given when you were born again. I washed your stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do you bear the mark that sin had brought your way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, you now can say.
Going 7 or 8. Try that one.
Number 8.
Okay.
I love you more.
never been a time in my life when God moved, but.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's been times, plenty of them in my life, where I haven't been faithful.
Amen.
But God's always.
Amen.
Amen. It does some good to brag on.
Amen.
Good to brag on me, but I can brag on God.
Amen.
He's been good.
Yeah.
Amen. I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate your trust.
Amen.
There he is. Will you impress me? Impress me.
Yeah.
You never see him impress me. He's impressive young man. Anyways, it's good to have Preacher Adam Mines with us. Appreciate him. Appreciate you being here with us. Appreciate you bringing your family out with us. He's got five boys back there. They said he's got a girl on the way. Well, I can guarantee this. I don't know, but when she gets a little older, any boys that's interested in her, they're gonna have trouble. They're gonna have trouble. That's gonna be good. Five older brothers. You know what? Your mom said we'll know. She will. Trust me. I'm telling you. That's what I told him. I said, he's telling me, he said, he got a girl in the way. I said, she'll be more trouble than all of them together. I said, you know, my little girl's the sweetest thing ever. The Lord, the drama. This is where they are. It's all right, people. It's all good. Preacher, you come on. Now, rather than have Sophie up here, I'll just waste too much more time. You come on, preach. Come over here. Wait a minute. Preacher, I appreciate you being with us. Amen. Amen. I appreciate you. I love you. I'll tell you something. You know, I know you, River Valley, is precious. But to me, my personal belief, this is the best church in the whole country. Probably the whole world. I believe it. I love this church. But you know what? They're a bunch of scoundrels in here. Do you know how I know that? Because I'm Baptist. But no, really. I want you to preach to us. I want you to have boldness. I've been praying for God to give you boldness, to give you courage, to let you hide behind the cross. But brother, you just preach to us. I want you to have liberty. I've been praying for conviction with all of my heart, everybody here. We just have a minute for a closer to the Lord. You go ahead, preacher. Love you. You just close however you see fit, the Lord lead you. John Ware?
I'm honored. I believe it's a good spirit tonight. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little nervous tonight. You don't know me, and I don't know you. I really don't know the pastor. Me and him both are throwing this thing together. I tell you how we met. We didn't tell that part. We met at a funeral hall.
Yes.
At a funeral hall. Someday I didn't know either at a funeral hall. But we do have a little bit of connection between the two of us. And is it your uncle, but Alan, is he your uncle?
He's my cousin's cousin.
Okay, cousin. I can't even know that. But brother Alan Young, his uncle had died. And I went to the funeral home, and then brother Connect come around the corner. And Alan introduced us together, and that's how we've known each other since then. I guess that's what's been the beginning of the year, maybe before the spring time.
Yeah.
And so again, I didn't really know him after that. I had a very troubled sense before the meeting there over there at Victory Chapel. But it made Brian, of course, in that night, and we were there. And I remember where he was at when he called me. I was sitting in front of Freedom High School watching the fireworks blast off out of the front of the van there. And he called me to work. I don't want to take you to town. Would you be willing? And I said, it'd be an honor. It's always been a joy to come to Shady Grove. I remember the old building. I don't remember nothing about the new building. My uncle and my pawpaw, probably more familiar with him, Brother Mark Adams and Brother Nick Adams. Brother Nick Adams is my pawpaw, and Brother Mark Adams is my uncle. And I'm sorry that you had to know them, Jack. I'm your kid. They're the greatest things in the world in my life.
Amen.
They have been a great inspiration to me.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of connections down through the years. And the last time we were here for a revival, my uncle was preaching, and Brother Earl Godfrey came in the back of the building that night. And of course, Brother Earl Godfrey, I've got connection with him. My pastor, my father-in-law, pastor of the Victory Daddy Church in Taylorville, where Brother Earl Godfrey was the pastor on when the church was organized. And so we got around here to grind our blood for the Earl to death. And thank you for the great man of God, amen, which says the Lord allowed us to get to make him what God would do for you in his life.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I would have never met people like this if it hadn't been for the Lord.
Amen.
I would have never been here to City Grove, would never met River Valley, would never met Brother Willie come in. Amen. So what, all by the hand of God, we give God the glory. So thank you for giving the invitation to come and be a part of this meeting. We're looking forward to it. And praise God to help us this week and give us the Lord to walk through this meeting. I told God, I said, I don't want anything to be done in me. I don't want anything to be done outside of the will of God. I want God's power, God's friendship, God's unction. I want to be the Lord to serve in these matters. And I called for the wedding the other day. So we're going to be praying for him. God will catch him.
Amen.
We look forward to seeing what he's got to say after the rest of the week. Amen. And we put that together. Well, set your mind. We'll turn with us to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 3. Deuteronomy, chapter number 3. And we pray for us to find that God will help us and give us liberty and give us power of the unction of the Holy Ghost. God, I don't know how much I've got to give you tonight. I plugged it all out yesterday, yesterday morning. I told the church last night, I was out preaching. I said, I ain't got much, and I surely tripped in the queue out of job. But the Lord somehow gave us another year last night, and we worked it out. So I'm not going to make a lie to you tonight. I'm going to try to do my best for the Lord to help us. And I will tell you this, every preacher said that we're not teaching long. But Paul was long preaching, and you know, that poor fellow fell out to rent him. But he just kept on preaching. Paul didn't think it was long either, so I don't know what he did last night. Deuteronomy chapter number 23, we're going to begin reading in verse number 9. The Bible says, when the host goes forth against thine enemy, then keep thee from every wicked thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness, that changeth him by night, then he shall go abroad out of the camp, and he shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when the evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. When the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, where thou shalt go forth abroad. Thou shalt have a paddle for thy weapon, and if it shall be, with thy east thou shalt go abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp to deliver thee, and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that you see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. I will hear the Father, Lord, we thank you for thy God, that you allow us to bring us from all the things we have come to the house of God tonight. God, we said, Lord, that we help, Lord, to get help from God tonight. Lord, I pray that you had found the cross of Calvary, and God, that there not be us, Lord, that you highly defend us, God, and magnified. God, you did remind me of God, and I ask that you bring all men to me, God. Well, that's what we want, your name to be lifted up. That men will come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of their sins, and turn from the wicked ways. God, I pray for the pastor of this church, let them have God, you touching them. God, give them the leadership, God, give them the discernment here. For all those that come the way out of life, God, you bless them for it. And we'll pray to the Lord all in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you. You can be healed. One of them here tonight out of Deuteronomy chapter 23, we read by verses 9 through 14. But I want to look closely this night at verses 13 and verse number 14. But the Bible starts off here in Deuteronomy, given to the children of Israel down here. And the Lord God comes to them and tells them, all right, you're going to go forward and against your enemies in verse number 9. And he said, to keep thee from every wicked thing. I was sitting in my study ever since he called him. And I asked him, when come, and I began to ask God, Lord, what would you have us to preach? Lord, what would be the mind of God? And as I was praying with real heart, and when these passages began to come to mind, I preached this one time before in a revival meeting and towards the end of the week, and God really blessed. And I'm not preaching it because God blessed it. I'm going to preach it tonight because this is what the Lord wants, and this is his desire. But we find here in verse number 9, he said, with thy door forth against thine enemy, then keep thyself from every wicked thing. I'm going to tell you something. We're churches today now, with liberty, and we're being bombarded by every wicked evil.
wrong. They ain't gonna play that to 10 billion, and the Irish billion, and the AF billion, and the NLTN, and the TSB. Go find you a good 16-11, and get good Bible, and get in the Word of God, and say it, because it'll help you fight it.
Yes.
And Timothy, Paul told Timothy over there, David, Timothy, he just said it, and the church I chose the fruit of the dog. Verse number 13, and thou shalt have a paddle, and pull thy weapon, and when it going to fall time. It doesn't take my tongue to last as long as ever. That thin print gonna come around. That's gonna go over and over and over. That's what you know what it all comes to an end.
Yeah. That's right.
Life, Tim,
you're
gonna come to an end.
Right.
For okay, I hope it's tonight. I hope it's
right.
Long. But before we get to tomorrow night, I'm coming to tomorrow night.
But you know what? I don't have one.
Chevrolet Express 15-pound, 12-pound sedan that we drive around. Today, quite my Chevrolet. I had a Chevrolet Tahoe truck at the van. You know what I drive in my first video in the 90s? Talk Frontier, four local cabs, or loaded down, loaded around. It's four-wheel drive, but it wouldn't cost $100 if you had to. That's just the way it is. But you know what? Then it's like it was on that Chevrolet truck. If you don't treat it the first time you see the first bubble or the first pop up with the bubble of the paint, if you don't fan that thing down, put a little red kill in it, and then paint it back, you know what's going to happen? It's going to pop up another bubble, another bubble, and then one day you're going to cut down triple up road, and the whole time the truck's going to fall off. Come about by an accident. You're reading that verse, I think it was something along about verse number 10 or verse number 11. Yeah, verse number 10. If there be some among you, any man that is not clean by reason of cleaning, that changes him by night. I'm going to tell you something, we're all glad to human like I said, we all make
mistakes. Yep.
Yeah, amen. I promise you this, I never would have thought, hey, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to live like the devil all day.
Go ahead.
I guarantee you that I've had that thought.
Right.
We got up, we went to work, went to school, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden an opportunity came along. And before you thought it through, you got yourself involved.
Yeah.
You know why? Then it comes along, then you go along, then it goes along, then you go along, and the next thing you know, because you didn't address the problem.
Right.
Deuteronomy chapter 32. If any man changes himself by night, I would say he's going to have to go without the camp. Go without the camp for the whole day. Then when the evening comes, he's going to have to come and wash his temple. I'll tell you something, the Holy Ghost of God tonight will go in your heart and you'll take time and set yourself apart and get along with God and pray, God, tell me what's my problem. What is my reason to the temple? What have I show you exactly what the problem is, exactly what's wrong, and guess what God's going to be standing there with a ladle of water and a wash rag, and say, if you'll just give it to me, he says, you'll just confess, and give it to me, and the Bible says, we'll confess to him, confess with our mouth, Lord, if we'll confess to him, and God said, I'll forgive you of all of your sin. You say, well, God, that's that, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to take this for me many a time. If you're Christian law, I bet it's been a long time since we've actually really saw. I'm talking about the true power of God for you.
Yeah.
When people just sit there and cry and weep and cry because they were afraid to change things. They were afraid to weep. I mean, they were afraid just to get out. That they disturbed the Holy Ghost of God. I'm telling you, I read to the day of the house we live in that we can get back to the place where God would just come walking by. He said, that pattern is going to be used to get a hold of you. Back in those days, they didn't have porta-johns. Back in those days, they didn't have a nice toilet to walk into, put the Bible down and go. They had to walk outside and find a bush somewhere and dig a hole and do their business and cover it up. That's how it is. Okay, it's time for us to start digging some holes tonight. It's about time we get along with God and say, y'all, we're going to dig a hole. Just how big do we need to dig it?
Right.
Hey, when the church get a funeral home and they call the guy that fixed the grave, he'll ask them, hey, what kind of home going to dig? Is it for a small one or is it for a large casket? Is it for an instant? I'm going to tell you just why. There are people to make sure he got the right hole dug. Hey, if you don't know exactly just how big your tree is, I don't care if you dig a 10-foot deep hole. That's 23 fine. If you feel like you just go ahead and dig it fine. But because there may be something else that you've not thought about in a long time. No more days now, people with a little track home, a little back home.
Yeah.
No sweat boss. Just that weight of the ball to ground it out. But you two, they dig it by hand with a jug. That's hard work right here. Hard work to get a jug. That's you when you run into a rock or a root down in that hole. And you gotta get the hammer and pick it out. You can reach a wild water, I'm afraid we're afraid to give it back in, but we don't want to walk. We don't want to take the time to dig the hole to put it in. Fine, because somewhere along the way, we're going to hit this rock in our lives. Who cares? Don't worry about what the preacher said. Don't worry about what God thinks. Hey, enjoy this fellowship with us, because that's the boring crap you ever been around. That's what the world's telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family members that love us, that want us to be the life of the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to church for God, live for God, want to bear everything that's in our path, and they're over there saying, you're crazy. You're a fool. I'm going to tell you something. Right. It's bad you're going to face. It's not in the co-worker. It's not going to be. You're going to be those that are 22.
Yeah, that's right.
Come to biggest battles I've ever fought for the next to get them with them all
the time. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come to the biggest battles I've ever fought. But you know what? You're going to have to take a time. Well, you're going to have to draw the line in the sand.
Yeah.
Lift up your stand. And say, this is what God said. This is where we're going with God.
Yeah.
Fine. But I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to cover this up. And I'm going to turn. And they said, they dig a hole and back up to it and cover it up. And I walk away. The problem with that is in this day, we take what we've got and take it to the altar. But then we're like over there and Lot and his wife left Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Hey, the God said, get out of something. The God had to get the crew down there and get them out of something.
Yeah.
Right, but you left Lot in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's late. Not
to
get out and all the facts.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened? Got out there on the journey and all of a sudden, she done didn't know. The Bible tells you became a couple of
talk.
Yeah. Finally, because she wanted that more than she gave her own family and
her right.
I want to tell you something. Sin and life is not worth more than your family.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, I've been home before that lived in sin, and they go out to the great God, and they had to bury their family. And why did they do it? Because God had to take them away, had to give them to wake up, and see what they were doing wrong. I don't want to have to pay that price.
Right.
I'd rather just be taken, just humble myself, and just make myself look like a fool, and go ahead and get right with God, and just standing at the grave, and look over in the grave, and feel about this thing, and every eye I'd rather get it done now and say, God had to put a redemption crew in my life in front of the whole world to achieve what I did when I had the perfect opportunity to do. Hey, when God didn't show up in the camp, don't you think that some of those guys over there, they didn't come to leave in a camp that they didn't take care of, and they were looking for God to show up? God never showed up like he said he would. What I can handle, I'll tell you, somebody made a mistake. Have you ever seen that before? And just like you go to the right field, and all of a sudden you just can't help but think, what did somebody do wrong? And then you got everybody doing it, getting out about this long. God knows that everybody's been trying to figure out where the culprit is.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember what happened over there when Joshua wanted to find Ahab over there? Why are we losing the battle? What do you think you're going to give us this land? Why ain't we got it?
That was because of the king.
Right.
And you know what happened? When the hood jumped up the rock, they just come forward. When he came, found the duck buried in the bottom of his tent. The Lord dropped a little bit in, then Martina, his wife, his kids, his feet, I don't want to be in that
position.
You know what happened though? They got rid of it. I'll shoot that gun. They ran out of the top and dropped it with AI. Would it be nice if we could just get AI? Would that happen? Would it, nobody?
Yeah.
Would it be nice if we get the power of God and all of it just get in one mind, one accord, and the Holy Ghost to God, and you turn out to God, and say, God, we're here, we're in one mind. Hey, the Bible teaches how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity.
Right. Yeah.
Where is it tonight? Where is it? We may have a, I'm not saying this is the problem I have. Like I said, me and Brother Cutler don't know each other, and I certainly don't know each other. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just minding the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Well, then I can't believe sister so did that. Well, I just can't believe brother so did that. Or he went down. I can't believe they thought of that gift to the preacher. How did they deny it? I just cannot believe it. You say that's a problem. Oh, yeah. Why? Because there's strife in the middle of the camp.
Yeah.
That's the truth?
Yeah.
Strife in the middle of the camp.
Right.
Well, the preacher's been saying living right, but I just haven't been doing it, and I've just been living because I want to do what was right and wrong. Look what happened to the book of Judges. Every time a man did what was right and wrong, God put him right back in the bondage, right back in the slavery, and there had to be a man of God come by, and the right and dog, and surely had to be right and dog, and pulled him back out of the bondage, and put him back on the right place. But as soon as that man died, boom, Well, guess what? I preached on yesterday, boys, about Paul preaching on Mars Hill. Walked him to the midst of Mars Hill there, and he walked by and told him one thing that said to the unknown God.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He stood up on Mars Hill. He said, I have perceived that you're too superstitious.
Yeah.
And I saw that you had this God called the unknown God. He said, let me declare him unto you.
Yeah.
He never told one time God question at the Egyptian, but now he would let every man come to repent.
Right.
Why? Because God's not holding you accountable.
Right.
You know that. Well, yeah. That's why a lot of us, when we go to work and they say, can you do this? And can we train you? Fine. Because when the next man comes along and asks you to do this, you're going to say, no, I don't know how. Don't want to. But if you learn and you know how to do it, and the guy comes back along and you say, I don't know how to run that bitch if a new boss man comes in. Why? Because we get by.
Yeah.
Why? I believe the reason why we don't study, the reason why we don't live with God the way we should, because we don't be held accountable.
Yeah.
That's what we do in life.
Yeah.
We want to live in that place. Yeah. We want to do. We want to take that chance and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Don't take a chance tonight. Don't take a hope from maybe so you just get right with God now while you can and live for God, and I promise you, it'll be a lot better for you than you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, sin will take you longer than you want to stay.
Cost
you more than you're willing to pay.
Yeah.
What a wonderful night to start off a life.
Amen.
I know, Lord, I didn't want to. I'm going to be honest with you. I had to mention that I wanted to preach that was certain of me, Debbie, that you'd probably shout all over the good night. I knew you wouldn't shout tonight, so I'm coming to tell you now. But you know what? Hey, you're tuning in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we want to see Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're going to Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. You got 4 more days of this. Aren't you willing to see God show up in these 4 days?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get it down tonight. So tomorrow night will be more Debbie than tonight.
Go ahead.
Hey, I don't like TV faces that think of it. Hey, I don't like it. What in the world is he saying? We just don't go ahead and get right with God now.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to do? Tonight we may go home and lay our head on the guilt. All the different from here to talk to God now.
Yeah.
We'll go home.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that'll be the best thing. But the bad part of that day is if God doesn't come tonight, we're going to stand before the judgment of God.
Yeah.
And we're going to be held accountable for the work that we've done in this heart.
Right.
And we're afraid by the very good God. We're not going to the very right door of the judgment.
Right.
We're going to the
right.
Judge to the Christ.
Right. Right.
We're going to stand there and the doctor will say, hey, I did a preacher down there, you didn't know, your pastor didn't know, and I told him what to do. And you sat there with me the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, what a change that's going to be. We got to stand before God and get hung down. Yeah. Like an old peppered dog with dead with tail tucked between legs and hey, love him. I'd rather get to God and God said, well, now.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Get him in. To the joy of thy rest. And tell the God, look at me. Get to do what you're supposed to do. And I'm going to have to judge you. But yet, go on in. Boy, that's a different story. I don't like that story, do you?
Right.
I want God to smile.
Yeah.
Like I wish you all do here tonight. Just smile. That helps you out a whole lot. Go help me, man.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm glad God is the merciful God.
Yeah.
God is the compassionate God.
Amen.
God is the compassionate God. Well, the Lord didn't have to. He knocked out a second chance. I'd make a difference. He's not required to give it to the second chance.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't get taken the first time God called me.
Amen.
Well, honest with ourselves, most of us in the building, I probably didn't get taken the first time God called up.
Yeah.
If you live where God said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? We that have got the second chance, we all shout more than those folks that did the first time.
Yeah.
Because God was required to come by the first time. The second time. You weren't the first time. Because you found by the cross. No way the word of God, you're going to find God required the second time. They may have been some sermons over the last several weeks, the last several months, but the man of God is free. But wherever you're from tonight, you're from other churches, God has put you away. And you've ignored it, and ignored it. Kind of like me in the morning with the alarm clock. I got to get up at 4 o'clock every morning. I drive a school bus from Jubilee to Perry County. I've been up and down this road over there. I drove for Patton High School. I drove for Valley Elementary. I drove for Eastburg High, Eastburg Middle. I drove for Oak Hill. I've been all over the county. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Get ready. Head out the door at 4:30. Get in my bus. And some of these folks down here got to be on the bus at 5:30 in the morning. That's a long day.
Yep.
5:30.
Yeah.
Then I go to Pepper Kid, walk in at 8 o'clock in the morning, work till 2, and feed all you hungry folks. How many of you, who goes to Patton High School down this way? Anybody down there? Anybody go to high school, prep school down this way? No? Okay, everybody on the school? Just like me? Fine. Nobody answer that question? Okay, I don't blame you. You know what? I put them, we put 1,000 kids through the Spoke High School. 1,000 kids through the Pepper Kid. I'm throwing out French fries as fast as I can play. I'm putting out pizza as fast as I can put them out. I talk to some folks that go to the school county, they don't get a choice. They got one single choice, and that's it. Up at Eastburg High, we've got pizza, chicken, barbecue, a taco bar, chicken sandwiches. Man, I'm telling you what, we got it all. A buffet style. Last week, we made 165 pizzas. I've done that thing. Boy, I'm going to be glad for money. Because I don't sleep in. I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? I go up, 4 o'clock, go in, come back to the house, and I'm bored, flat, stone, out.
Yeah.
Get back to school, drive the bus down even around, sometimes 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So sometimes anywhere between 12 to 13, 14 hour day is what I put in a week of doing that. And yet, you know what? I still take time. Me and God to get along.
Amen.
And
yes.
I don't want to take a chance.
Yes.
That something has happened during that day.
Yeah.
God might have walked through it.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Think about Adam and Eve over there in the garden. God, you can come and walk with Adam in the cool of the day. Had that one-on-one communication. Walk through the midst of God. Could you imagine what that was like? For Adam to be in the flesh walking with God.
Yeah.
But one day, that old father different up there and school had that day and walked into this God. Holding himself at the church. And the God he told him. He really didn't say a lie. He really studied the word. He just added the word to it.
Yeah.
Changed
the word of God between us.
Right.
Amen.
Repent from her. Then God, that he walked in the midst of the garden, and he called, Adam! Adam!
Where art thou, Adam?
Adam and Eve standing over in the back of the tree, in the midst of God's cave. I was in the fault picture for that first day of you.
Yeah.
That they were naked. And yeah. Victorious.
Right.
And hid themselves in the midst of the tree of the garden.
Yeah.
Right.
God said, who told you that? What happened? It was not broken that morning, but that happened.
Right.
I could never let the devil get point. You and I had heard about the devil ever since the time we was on the hill of Walker Talk.
Right.
We talked about what right and wrong. I haven't even been here about the devil that's going to come walking through the midst of God. But you and I have understand. We heard that the devil can come walking and try and do it. And hide you.
Right.
Wait till himself like a strength and air of
yeah.
Think about Vietnam War. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into when they first hit Vietnam.
Right.
Them Vietcongs and all them people would dig a hole, put the spikes to the ground, hide them whatever you call them, bags, and tie them over the roof. They had the spikes and camouflage with the trees of the foot jungle. All one man had to do was to step on a trigger point.
Yeah.
That's why we trip off. That bag come out and smack them right up and get them killed. Okay, John. All way in I. So I'm gonna try. I'll be all right. The same thing for drugs has been.
Right.
The same thing for drunkard can. Like the same thing the guy that looked on what I said. I do it one time and it'll be okay.
Right.
It's a good prison. But Timmy back at my church, he worked in the prison. Worked without a dead kind of prison. And I'm sure he can tell you the story that he talked to him and wish that happened.
Yeah.
All it took was one time. You know some of them folks that get to prison are scared because they only did it one time.
Yeah.
And Judge said, I'm glad y'all had a chance for us to come clean and ride right the lake for
us. Right.
And we can walk. And God said, all right, well, you got your care. I'm going to walk.
Amen.
You want God to walk in this week? You want God to help you? How many of you got lost today? I mean, lost family members there close to
us. Oh, yeah.
They ain't a hand in the building sitting down on their lap. Every one of them praying. How sincere are you about your family getting right with God?
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
How sincere? Are you going to be able to stand when they get to the judgment of God and stand before the white throne just because they died lost? Because you didn't have to fight and see them saved? You know what's going to happen? They're going to look at you. They're going to look at you square in the eyeball and say, why?
Yeah.
You're going to stand there and you're going to look at your hands with the blood dripping off.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Because we're going to respond.
Yeah.
What about this? I can tell you, everybody that part of Chetty Road Baptist Church is an actor with all the group. Or you wouldn't be here tonight if you want to see God do something to you.
Right. Amen.
You want to see God move. But if you will. Step out by faith.
Right.
And say, God, it's not the well and not the sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
Yeah.
That's all right, it's not. He says, it's not my brother and not my sister that can do anything.
Right. Go ahead.
One of them, if not two or three, all of them, we'll give one of them. Whoever it may be, will step out by faith and say, God, we're all in. It was untapped what God did.
Right. Amen.
The revival of the invasion of Wales, when the revival took off the Wales, it's all because one little girl stood up and said, I love Jesus.
Yeah.
One little girl. It wasn't a whole multitude that got up and said, I love Jesus. It was one little girl. And the revival of Wales took off for months and months on end. Thousands of people got saved because of one little girl.
Amen.
Yeah.
Obedient to the Lord.
Right.
If we, the Bible says, if we would have faith like a child.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to be here, because I've been telling you this for the last time. I'm long ago. But when you got saved by the grace of God, you had that childlike faith. You believe that God can do anything.
Yeah.
God can save you, God can help you, even for a few weeks after.
But now we've been changed for 20, 30, 40 plus years, even 5 years. We don't believe God can do anything.
Good.
A shame.
Yeah, that's
when God did it, you would have faith as the grain of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
Not the mustard seed, the grain of a mustard seed. He said, you can change the mountain, be down the moon, be cast in the sea, and find the city, you have to get up, go to the tree.
Yeah.
Why? Because you had that much faith that God could.
Yeah.
But we don't even have a grain of a grain of a grain of mustard seed tonight, baby. I'm looking for God to do something for you. In such a way, we're going to step back and look at the road. Amazing what God can do.
Right.
Over there when Paul was going to the temple, for peace and the people, going over there to the temple.
Yeah.
And the man stepped by the gate outside the temple. Begging for all. What good then? The children go and have I now? Just to die, if I could be. Why? Because God has got him off. Peter has the faith to believe that God will never do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what we're amazing. Is all that crap when you got to behind this God? The Bible says they were filled with condemnation.
Yeah.
Today, somebody can give a heart to God and we set them out to the night.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't count that as a miracle at all.
Right.
Boy, we got church people shouting all over the building.
Yeah.
I mean, run out, hang off a flagpole out in the front yard. Now, somebody gets church and women.
Yeah.
You two, we child, and then we get up and sing. There's a new name, we're down in glory.
Yeah.
And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. We used to sing it now.
Amen.
Walk right in the door, and tell me, I'm glad you got the same mind. But the faith and the burden and the desire to walk on God.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But we got found ourselves in the motion of life. God is just a thing that we do. A lot of us come to church just on behalf of this reason. Well, if I don't go, somebody's going to call me wondering where I was.
Go ahead.
Hey, I go to church, but I don't like to go to church.
Right.
There's something on the inside that drives me to ask to God. The Bible even teaches to forsake not to put everything in the church.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you see that day approaching?
Yeah.
Get him out to God. That's where your help will come from.
Right.
The Word of God. It's sad that we wait till Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, to hear what God's got to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, preacher, that's the only place I can get it, no it ain't. Wherever you bow yourself, wherever you place yourself with you and God, God can tell you something.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
What happened to the Bible reading? The Bible
study.
Yep.
Go ahead, preacher.
I had put a challenge after my church. This month started, we started a couple weeks ago. I've got a list. Matter of fact, I've got it in my back. Then we've got a list of memory verses that we're going to use. We're going. Hey. And so yesterday was Psalm 117, 1 and 2. I gave that to him. And I did this for him to do for him. I got it. And I said, all right, James 4:17, the first one. Psalm 117:2, Psalm 12:1-2 be this week. You know what? Fine, because I want them to give or stay.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't have to bribe them. I went and bought a bag of candy. And I said, you'll get these verses, and I'll bribe you with the candy. I even went and bought, you know, them 50-cent plastic bowls, plates, and cups that you buy, like a set of Walmart knives, you buy pink, blue, brighter, man, they're cheap. This one's got a handful of oil, and you throw everything. You got glass, you got the old plastic. That way they can throw it to the house and not hurt her back. Imagine them walk with that big idea. You don't have to wait for them all to come. Five alternatives for pride. Give back to whoever got the best, the birth, the best way. It was stop, it was stop, it was kill everything. The right person. That's what they got. But even if they just try to mess up, I give them a piece of candy. Thank you for trying.
Amen.
It's sad though we have to be there.
Yeah.
We could go and see if God's given one Christian and get up and say something for God.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason why I'm here is because they were both coming back. And we're going to need that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want God to help us.
Right.
So we're co-worker. Somebody will come to you and say, hey, I can walk. Can you help me with that phone? And you're going to look at them and go, why? Because they ain't got nothing there.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Why? Because we're going to build his life.
Right. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is true from end to end. It's a solid foundation on which I stand. Didn't take me from it, but it keeps me from it. Amen.
As general keeps far from the bank of God.
Right.
But the closer you get to God, and the closer you get in his word, the most you're going to find yourself. Kids, when they're potty training, you put them in the diaper, right? When you're born, you put them in the pull up. Try to get them through. Most of them go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But even then, as you get to the bathroom a little bit, they still find this girl making a mistake and they in their underwear.
Yeah.
Almost tired of this mission of God hates you in the underwear. But I didn't think that would be true. When y'all take off, you don't care. Why? Don't you know when a kid, you know what the proof is in the pudding? Anyway, it's more to raise than walk. But you know when you go to the laundry and you take people or go to the bathroom and say, hey, did you make a mess? No, I didn't. No, Mama, no, Daddy, I was fine. No problem here. Why did this say otherwise? Make up your mind and heart tonight that you're going to set out for God. and live like God had you to live. And don't bow to the peer pressure of your body. I got to get out of work for the public school. I know what you're going through. I see it every day. Don't let it overcome you. You will overcome here through the word of God and the power of God. Maybe there's something here tonight that's never been trained by the grace of God. You have to know what we're talking about tonight. Can I tell you tonight that God wants to have fellowship with you tonight? God wants to move into heart and life tonight. But there's a problem called sin. You're going to have to come to the realization that's a law tonight. If you've never been born again. Jesus told Nicodemus to reveal the great eye to him, and then you catch the man to be born again. But you're not here in the kingdom of God. You want to enter into the presence of God, walk with God, rejoice with the people of God, you don't have to get saved. You just preacher, I don't know what to do about it. You say, I just don't know how, it's so complicated. It ain't complicated. It's the easiest thing in life you'll ever do. Just believe in by faith. Mm-hmm. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Mm-hmm. You mean that's all it takes? Yeah. I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. I'm going to tell you how much love he has for you. He has so much love that he left all of heaven. Yes. Gave up everything he had. Went to an old rugged cross on Calvary's hill. And hung there for the sins of the whole world. You might have life but had more than that. Greater man had no man than this. But a man that would lay down his life for his world. Well, I'm not a friend of God. It's because the world is at enmity with God tonight. But you know what? Even though we were once enemies to give God, God still counted that enemy for you. That's my head guy. Well, Daddy, you really want the power of God this week? You really want God to move? Just bring it all to him.
Amen.
Just bring it all to him. I'll just bring it all to him. What about it? I'll bring it all to him. Surrender yourself to the things of God. I know that word surrender is not mentioned in the Bible, but it's called to give yourself.
Right.
That old songwriter.
Thank you.
He's got a purpose for you.
Yeah.
He wants to use you too. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, it's all hearts and minds clear. If there's something on your mind tonight, like I said, be good, just get it off. Sometimes the Lord will show you where you go to do anything else, just take care of this.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of just not looking ahead.
I want to thank God for praying for me and praying for this whole night.
Amen. 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 I made the mistake of the Lord saying, well, I'll take care of it when I get home. And I'll do it in front of everybody. Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It'd do you some good to put your flesh in the marrow stone. It'd help you. Lord, you know tonight. This ain't no Catholic church. We ain't got no priest to confess to. The Bible tells us to confess our sin before the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
But it helped me tonight, just to be honest. It helped me tonight just to get something off your mind, get something out there, whatever it might be. Maybe you just need to do like Brother Glenn was bragging to the Lord. I ain't gonna keep you forever. I'm gonna say this every minute. You could wish you would have. Go ahead.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen.